If BN wins, the people win. That is the campaign message from Barisan Nasional, the National Front, wooing voters with promises of stability and prosperity. The right-wing coalition had ruled Malaysia since independence in 1957, but anger about government corruption led to its first defeat in the last general election.
We have to tackle this perception, manage this perception. Getting rid of corruption is something Barisan Nasional is committed to. It's not just a rhetoric.
The allegations tainted many of its top politicians, including leader Ahmad Zahid Hamidi, who's on trial for money laundering and bribery. Former chairman Najib Razak, who served as prime minister for nearly 10 years, has been jailed for corruption linked to the looting of state investment fund 1MDB. He faces more trials in connection with the multi-billion dollar financial scandal. Both men say they're victims of political persecution. The coalition returned to power in 2020, after defections led to the collapse of the then-ruling alliance. Since then, it has won two state polls and several by-elections. Buoyed by this, its leaders pushed for early elections. But analysts say corruption remains an important issue for voters.
Many voters still realise that the change that came in 2018, the court cases and the final jailing of former Prime Minister Najib Razak, is just the beginning of what is supposed to be an ongoing process of cleaning up government and putting things back in order. That job is unfinished.
Economists say Malaysians will be paying the price of corruption for years to come.
It destroys the confidence that you have on institutions. And I think the moral corruption is much bigger impact because it's more long-lasting. One trust is broken, to regain is very difficult.
Opposition politicians have capitalised on this, warning that a vote for the National Front is a vote for corruption.
This is the first time voters will have a choice between more than two strong coalitions. Surveys suggest no one party will secure a simple majority on its own. A hung parliament means alliances will have to be forged. And that means not only is this election too close to call, but it would be unwise to rule out any possibilities. Florence Louis, Al Jazeera, Kuala Lumpur.